It's hard to imagine a more claustrophobic film scene than the beginning of Apocalypse Now, Francis Ford Coppola's 1979 classic about the Vietnam War. Martin Sheen plays Benjamin Willard, an angry, drunk army captain who hates himself. He's ruminating and hallucinating in a stifling hotel room in Saigon. Willard finally gets a new assignment. His task is to seek out Colonel Walter E. Kurtz, who's played by Marlon Brando, and kill him.
When you find the colonel, infiltrate his team by whatever means available, and terminate the colonel's command.
Terminate the colonel. He's out there operating without any decent restraint, totally beyond the pale of any acceptable human conduct.
It's a senseless, brutal mission in the midst of a senseless, brutal war. But as Willard studies Kurtz's file on his way upriver, he starts to feel an unexpected admiration for the rogue colonel. The viewer's world is turned upside down. This film is punctuated by literary references, most famously to Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, and dark, even grotesque humor. Apocalypse Now made its debut at the Cannes Film Festival to great anticipation. It disturbed and delighted viewers so much that it tied for first place for the Palme d'Or, Cannes' highest prize. This year is the 40th anniversary of Apocalypse Now. Richard Herskowitz is the director of the Ashland Independent Film Festival. Given the wildfires that have been sweeping the Pacific Northwest, Herskowitz feels like we're living in apocalyptic times.
Waking up every morning and checking the air quality and wondering how well you were going to be able to breathe during the day. Is this the future? All of a sudden, there was a sense that something dramatic has changed and the environment we take for granted is under siege.
Herskowitz says global climate disruption, a divisive political atmosphere, and widespread concerns about the future make the themes of Apocalypse Now eerily resonant. Seven other films with apocalyptic themes will be shown at the festival. This includes Hearts of Darkness, a filmmaker's apocalypse, directed by Eleanor Coppola. This movie is a documentary about making Apocalypse Now. The 82-year-old, who's married to Francis Ford Coppola, will be participating in a question and answer session after the film. Jessica Orrick is an American filmmaker who lives in South Korea. Her new film, One Man Dies a Million Times, like Apocalypse Now, is based on a gruesome time in human history. It takes place in World War II during the Siege of Leningrad.
There was 900 days where there was no food into the city, and one in every four people starved to death.
The film centers around scientists at a seed bank who were in an impossible situation. Saving the seeds to ensure biodiversity for future generations meant making the decision to starve to death. This highly disturbing and provocative film is based on the past but takes place in the near future. Orrick argues that it reflects our modern reality.
And I think part of the reason I wanted to make this film is because it feels very much to me like we are at the brink of, for lack of a better word, apocalypse. I mean, I really do believe that we are at a dire crossroads right now in terms of how we react to the planet and to each other.
Apocalypse Now ends with murder. One Man Dies a Million Times ends with starvation. But out of these miserable endings comes something else. Brave and unusual films that push the boundaries of creativity. Jennifer Margulis, JPR News.